Hey everyone, welcome to the Plus Platoon. We're a Disney Plus fan podcast that gives honest, spoiler-filled reviews of movies and shows on Disney Plus. We'll look at new releases, coming attractions, and we'll even go back into the vault to revisit some of the classic Disney that's on the platform. Make sure you're subscribed and you will never miss a moment. I'm going to bring in Kate. Kate, good to have you back this week.
Good to be back.
Next, we got Pete. Pete, how are you doing this evening?
Hey, Derek, I just found out we're identical twins. You can tell the difference, though, because I have a hat.
You have a hat, yeah. Uh-huh. And last, but definitely not least at this point, is Steve. Steve, how you doing?
I'm here. And yep. My response to Pete would be waka, waka, waka.
No, I see it now with the hat, yeah. Guys, if you're not already, please like, subscribe, share. We got some fun shows coming up, including a surprise that these three don't know about for next week. And this coming Saturday, we are doing a live Walt Disney World planning Q&A at 7 Eastern time. So if you've got questions, send those to us. And then tune in and we will make sure we answer all of them and many, many more. So this week, mainly because of the opening of the Rock and Roller Coaster featuring the Muppets. I think I got that right. Per the Disney legal team. did anyone else see that today? The otter came on and yeah. So
yeah.
We watched The Great Muppet Caper. Great Muppet Caper was the second of the Muppet movies. Came out after the original Muppet movie. And it mainly features Kermit and Fozzie and Gonzo. Kermit and Fozzie are reporters for a newspaper and quote identical twins that everyone can see as long as Fozzie's wearing the hat. And Gonzo was their photographer. And they run into a jewel thief that is the brother of a wealthy fashion designer. No, it was not Meryl Streep. That would have helped. And ends up that Piggy ends up getting framed for the jewelry theft. And they end up, Kermit and Piggy end up falling in love. There's some mixed identities. He thinks she's the heiress because she pretends to be the heiress. And, or the fashion designer, I guess. Sorry. She's rich and she has diamonds. Sure. Right. And then they end up where they catch the robbers in the act, and Piggy gets exonerated, and Kermit and Piggy end up together, and everybody lives happily ever after. And then they get thrown from an airplane. But so that is a very, very short version of The Great Muppet Caper. Now, so what about this movie cracked the case? What really worked for this? And Pete, I'm going to make you go last on this one. Steve, what worked for you on this?
There were some one-liners that made me chuckle out loud. Right now, I can't remember what they were. But there was a couple. I'd say that was really about it. The one-liners. And it had Gonzo and Rizzo. And I like Rizzo, so.
Okay. Yeah, this was the first one where you really saw Rizzo.
Yeah, this was the first appearance by Rizzo, but I don't think he's actually called Rizzo until the next movie.
Actually, no, they called Rizzo. He was at the very end. They did say Rizzo.
Did they? Okay.
Yeah, I personally loved the John Cleese cameo. It was very Monty Python of the... Wait, what? Huh? No, nothing's going on.
Was that the one where he goes, "What are you doing here? Making a cameo? Me too."
No.
Oh, okay. Which one was he? I don't know. Which one was he?
Oh. That was
just
what you want.
I don't know. Which one was he?
He was the husband of the husband and wife who were having dinner, and he's...
Yeah.
That it was a very Monty Python-esque cameo by him. Very, very playing it straight, very much, very much playing the straight man.
Mm.
So, Kate, what worked about this for you?
I agree with Steve, the one-liners. I will say when Oscar the Grouch popped up and was like, and the guy, whoever it was like, what are you doing here? Making a cameo or something like that. That made me giggle. I actually really enjoyed Piggy in this movie. Sometimes I can find Piggy a little bit annoying, but I really liked Miss Piggy. In this, I thought Animal was also really funny. There were just little bits that were really clever. Some of the songs were catchy. Some of them weren't, but some of the songs were catchy. I think the plot as a whole, I enjoyed it for what it was. It's not my favorite of the Muppet movies. We'll get there, but gosh, it was just, it had so much of what I love about the Muppets. The Fozzie, and even though that joke, they hit you over the head with that joke of them being identical twins over and over. My God, that was funny.
And it didn't really work until you saw the picture of their father as Fozzie Green with the Kermit collar.
I just, there are some types of jokes that only work with the Muppets and would only work with Fozzie and Kermit. And that was one of them. So, I mean, it's funny because a part of me is like, I have some negatives to say about this movie. However, yeah, in the same breath, I could say the Muppets can do no wrong. Like, the Muppets, they're just so great. So, yeah. Pete, go ahead.
Yeah, I've always really liked the Muppet humor, and this movie, I thought, did a really good job. I mean, I chuckled more than a few times in this one, for sure. I actually, the joke I liked the best, and the first time they said it wasn't funny, and then by, like, the fifth time they said it, I was like laughing out loud, which is, yeah, we're going to have to catch them red-handed.
What color are their hands now?
Like, the first time you're like, oh, but then they're like the fourth or fifth time they say it, you're like, oh my God, that's so dumb. but
it still makes you laugh. Even though it's so dumb, it still makes you laugh.
Right, well, because they repeat it. And like, they did that with several things, like, the hotel room, the light in the hotel room kept like breaking.
Yeah.
And, like, every time they would like go to bed or whatever like that, the bulb would break. So I like those running gags that the Muppets really like to do. I like seeing Charles Grodin. I think he's a really fun actor, and he was the jewel thief, and he hammed it up a lot in this movie, but I always enjoy seeing him.
Not as much as Piggy.
Actually, another thing I laughed a lot at is when they had him singing,
acting.
Well, right, but when he was singing to her, and Kermit was singing, and it was like this really super fake voice, and then Piggy afterwards, like, you don't even, that's not even your real voice.
So I spent the entire movie trying to figure out where I knew him from, and I didn't want to look it up because I wanted to try and figure it out on my own, but I couldn't. And what I know him from is the dad in Beethoven.
Yeah, that's probably his biggest.
Yeah, I thing. could not figure it out. But once I got it, I was like, yes, that's absolutely what I know him from. So, but I spent the whole movie attempting to figure it out, and I couldn't do it.
Okay. So if that's what cracked the case, what about this should have been stolen away? What did not work for this? And Pete, I'm going to make you go first on this one.
It was like, I was about like an hour into the movie and I was like, there's no plot in this movie, really. I mean, not that the Muppet movies ever have a lot of plot, but like, you know, supposedly it was, I guess, to stop the diamond thief, but like, it was just kind of like this meandering thing where like they're reporters, but then they go to England to interview this lady, even though they've been fired, that they go to England. And then, you know, I mean, again, it's the Muppets, so I don't know that it really matters, but I found myself thinking like, there's nothing really happening in this movie until like the last 20 minutes when they try to foil the heist. But I got The other thing I will say that kind of annoyed me is they clearly spent a lot of money on a full body Piggy costume, and they really got their money's worth out of using it. Because there was like five or six times where they had a stunt performer, you know.
Like, is that how they did her on the bicycle?
It's not how they did it on the bicycle.
No. The bicycle was actually like marionette type Muppets. The bicycle.
Bicycle was amazing. Too long trying her to figure out how they
motorcycle,
did
it. Her on the motorcycle, yes, was the stunt double.
Yeah.
Okay.
The motorcycle, when she was walking out on the street, when she's up on the fountain and she dives, that's someone in a costume. I just thought it was funny. Okay. They just kept using that costume. So Steve.
Oh boy.
Steve, first part of now, we can come back.
Yeah. No. A part of it was you. If you look at the tagline, Piggy being framed for the heist, it took forever to get to that point.
Steve, it was 22 minutes left in the movie.
Oh, it was awful. I was also talking to Gina about it this weekend. It was not Muppety enough for me. I wanted more Muppets. I wanted more like sight gags. I wanted more Muppet quips. I mean, yes, I left out some parts. It just was not Muppety enough. I mean, I wanted more Animal. I wanted more Rizzo. I don't wanted them to pretend that they're being characters in a movie. I wanted them to be them.
Go ahead, Kate.
Yeah, that was mine. Is you had these random fourth wall breaks. These random, like, you know, we're filming a movie, right? Or when Piggy and Permit get into like a fight.
Yeah.
That was the one thing that probably made me laugh with him criticizing her acting.
Yeah. It just didn't, like, I was like, wait. That is a typical Muppety thing to do, is like, oh, we're putting on a show or whatever, but it didn't make sense. I was like, wait, is this a movie about putting on a movie? Is this what? So that was really confusing to me. That was probably one of the biggest. And also, I mean, I sat down and I watched the whole thing and I was like, I feel like I've been watching this a really long time and we don't really have anything happening, but it's funny. There's funny bits. Like them trying to break into the house or the mansion or whatever, and all of the Muppets are there and animals trying to eat through the fence or whatever. That was funny, but the plot, it just, like, I was like, wait, what are we doing? Like, what is this movie about? It didn't make me belly laugh the way that Muppet Treasure Island or Muppet Christmas Carol makes me laugh. But it was still, and I was trying to think, and maybe you guys can answer this. I was trying to think, like, what is it about this that makes me not like it as much, because it is the Muppets, and I think we all collectively agree that we all love the Muppets. Go ahead, Derek.
To me, it is by far the least Muppety of any of the Muppet movies.
That's fair.
It's the jokes. They played sections of it way too straight.
Yeah.
At the same time, Steve will get this. It felt like the word that came to mind was try hard. In other words, it was trying way, way, way too hard to be a serious yet funny Muppet movie. When the main necklace doesn't get stolen until 51 minutes into the movie, and then she doesn't get framed until over an hour into the movie.
And the movie is only an hour and 35 minutes long?
Yes. Yeah. What are we doing for that first 49 minutes?
Right.
Because the whole stealing her jewels at the very beginning was never mentioned again.
Right.
Right.
And I'm sorry, if you're going to make a big deal about them being twins, for a Muppet movie, you didn't use that enough.
Oh, yeah, totally play it up.
Calling them different names or anything was never used nearly enough.
I felt like where I felt this the most was And I enjoyed like the John Cleese scene with Piggy, but even that went on too long.
Yes.
But that whole sequence where he goes on a date with her and the other Muppets are there, and it just seemed very draggy there in the middle part of it, and not funny enough. So I think it also hurt that like the first two songs were pretty good. The Everybody and Me song at the beginning and
the one in the hotel.
The one in the hotel. I think both those songs were. The first one wasn't a classic or anything. The Happiness Hotel was a pretty good song. That was a pretty good.
That was the best of the songs. I will agree with that.
The couple that were past that were just bad.
Terrible.
And unmemorable. And if you're. I think we talked about this with Muppet Treasure Island. If your song is bad, it makes that 3 or 4 minutes seem interminable.
And that was the swimming song, and that was the whole her swimming and the two guys romantic. That scene just took forever. Plus, not to mention how many Piggy puppets did they have to go through because they're all foam. And once it gets saturated with, that's the kind of stuff I was thinking of instead of the actual movie.
Yeah. Right.
So, okay. So we have watched multiple Muppet movies. We have watched multiple episodes of The Muppet Show. Do the Muppets work better in a movie or on TV? Kate.
Oh my goodness. I'm going to go movie. I'm still going to go movie. I think I like it in where they have an hour and a half to 2 hours-ish to tell a story, keep with that slapstick humor. Sometimes I think the show is so fast-paced, although you get guest stars, but I'm going to go movie. I the way that certain movies like Muppet Treasure Island and Muppet Christmas Carol make me laugh out loud just is great. So, Pete?
I don't think they've ever worked better than the original show. And I tend to think, you talk about the pace of the Muppets. I think keeping that pace up for 20 minutes is easier than keeping it up for 90 minutes. And I think that's always been one of the problems in the movies is even the best of them have sections where you're just like, okay, let's move on. And also I think it's interesting you complain about like I don't like them when they're not playing themselves, but Muppet Treasure Island and Muppet Christmas Carol, they're not playing themselves.
I didn't say I have a problem with them not playing themselves.
Or was it Steve?
Okay.
All right. Anyways, but regardless of that, I think To me, they work better on TV, I think. And there's been some not good TV shows either, but I think generally they work better on TV. Steve, what?
I think I agree with you, Pete. I think maybe movies they do better when it's an already well-established story and then they could ham it up within that story. Like I think at like Christmas Carol and Treasure Island, when its original story sometimes falls flat because like the TV show, certain skits fall flat. But I'm going to go with the TV show.
And I'm going to stick with the old man version of I'm going to go with the TV show also by far. Because as we've said, if you don't like a section that they're doing on the TV show, wait 4 minutes and it's something new that you'll probably like.
That's fair.
And I would even go, they could have done an hour TV show. But they also showed that an hour TV show does not necessarily work. Now, it was a weird hour TV show that Jim Henson Presents in the late 80s, early 90s? That was like when they were like making the TV show type thing. Right. Does anyone else remember that?
I vaguely remember it.
It's not worth going and watching. But to me, there's a reason that the Seth Rogen produced Muppet Show pilot or special or whatever you want to call it worked so well. And to me, the movies tend to fall flat because, again, and I think there's something to be said for if you already know the story, you can appreciate the jokes better.
Sure.
And there's just some of the movies are funnier than others. So, and to me, as I said, I have seen almost all. I have not seen, honestly, I've not seen the new The Muppets, the Jason Segel one.
And I've great.
And I've not seen Muppets Most Wanted.
The Muppets, the first one was really good.
For what I hear, Muppets Most Wanted is terrible.
Muppets, we saw it in theaters, and I have not seen it since because. Okay.
Which is worse, Muppets Most Wanted or Muppets from Space?
I've never seen Muppets from Space is the only one I haven't seen, and because I've heard it so bad.
It was fine. It had its moment. It had early moments. Late again, it could have gone for about a 45-minute TV special and been okay. But okay,
yeah. Sometimes I feel like I should go back and watch Muppets Most Wanted because I can't remember why it didn't work, but I just remember that it didn't work.
Yeah. Guys, any other thoughts, comments on The Great Muppet Caper? I mean,
I don't need to watch it again.
Yeah.
I would rather watch even the original Muppet Show.
I'd rather watch some of the bad Muppet Show episodes than this again.
Yeah. I don't need to watch it again.
The other thing is, like, why so few cameos in this movie?
Yes. If you're going to waste time, at least waste time with some famous people on stage who can be funny.
Right. Because, like, if nothing else with, well, I mean, you gotta know the comedians from back then. I don't know that young people do, but if you watch the first Muppet movie, it's like, oh, there's Steve Martin. Oh, there's constantly people showing up and just seeing those people being funny for a minute really works. And this movie did almost none of that.
That was a little bit what I meant when I said, I had that thought while I was watching it of, I feel like this would have been really good and funny in 1991 when it came out. Was it 1991? 81? Okay. I think I would have known who all of these, which seemed to be only balding white men.
British. They were mostly British.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like it would have been a lot funnier to me if I had known who they were. But even the guy who was with Oscar the Grouch, I don't know who that person was. But I feel like that would have been a really funny bit at that time. So.
Okay.
So yeah, that was Peter Ustinov, and he was mostly in America known for being on talk shows, being on Johnny Carson and things like that. So yeah, that was a very specific, did not age well.
Kate, did you catch the Jim Henson cameo?
Yes, that one I caught.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was cool. But like, there should have been more in that scene. There should have been more of that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know.
Okay.
Oh, does everybody know who played the Countess or whatever her name was?
Mm-mm.
That was Diana Rigg. She was a Bond girl.
Yes, she was a Bond girl.
Okay. Oh,
And she was also
Her Majesty's Secret Service. Is that the one?
Her Majesty's Secret Service, and she was also on the original Avengers, not Marvel Avengers, but the original British TV show from the 60s called The Avengers, which back in the 60s when there was about 28 different James Bond ripoffs, that was one of the better ones.
Huh.
Yeah. I know the best Bond ripoff is probably Get Smart, but anyway. Yeah. As we always do, we give movies cups of pixie dust out of 5. Kate, for The Great Muppet Caper, how many cups of pixie dust?
I'm going to give it a 2.5. Okay. It was good. Three is my kind of crux of where I might watch it again-ish. I'm going to give it a 2.5.
Yeah, and I'm just a little higher than that. So yeah, I'm giving it a 3. I did enjoy many of the jokes. I got some good chuckles out of it. So I'm giving it a 3.
I'm going a 2. It was just okay.
I'm going to go a 1.5, honestly. I really did not. I like the Muppets. I did not like
that. That is quite the range.
That is quite the range.
Well, it gives us a 2.25 average. So that's, you know, that's about.
I think we all admit it's subpar Muppets.
Very subpar Muppets, yes. So, okay. No Disney Plus news. But
nothing to report.
Next week, we are watching. Hold on. Hold off on a second, Gina. We are watching one of the Disney movies that has just come to the service as we speak. I believe it was today on this Tuesday. It's a movie I have been hoping for years since the beginning. We are going to be watching The Brave Little Toaster.
I haven't seen that in a long time.
It's been a hot minute since I've seen The Brave Little Toaster.
I'm really hoping it is as good as I remember. Okay. I also remember that there are some very scary parts to it, but
I don't think I ever saw this movie. So,
okay. Yeah. And I will tell you, if you do a search in the search bar for Brave Little Toaster, it does not show up, but you have to look in the recently added queue line in the Disney Plus app or on your TV or wherever you are, there it will show up.
Interesting.
Wild.
So it is the original Brave Little Toaster. It has not been on Disney Plus yet, mainly because it has been on has had a Netflix distribution agreement for years.
Wow.
So yeah. So to me, the only one they have not brought back yet is Make My Music. So
why did I think the Brave Little Toaster was Fox?
Because you're wrong.
Who made it? Was it Disney originally?
It was Disney. Yes, it is a Disney movie.
But it's not considered in the Disney animation pantheon, though. Was it a TV movie or something?
Okay, hang on. It was screenplay is Jerry Reese and Joe Raft. Okay, distributed by Hyperion Pictures.
Oh, okay.
So production companies are Hyperion.
Go ahead, Derek.
Did
Land Before Time also do Hyperion?
No, Land Before Time was Disney, but Land Before Time is on the service. No. Before Time is not Disney. Land Before Time is DreamWorks, I believe.
Brave Little Toaster.
It wasn't DreamWorks. It was Don Bluth Studio.
Yeah, Don Bluth Studio. Yeah, it's the same one that did American Tail.
I put all of those together. American Tail, Brave Little Toaster, Land Before Time, even Anastasia, I like put in that type of animation box. So
yeah.
Interesting. Yeah,
but Anastasia was definitely Fox, and it is now on Disney Plus.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you're gonna recognize a lot of the voices in this. Phil Hartman is in it, Thurl Ravenscroft is in it, John Lovitz. So there are a lot of good voices that you will recognize.
Mm-hmm.
But I was purchased by Disney Studios in 1982. And was the first CGI film ever pitched by Lasseter. So, and then Lasseter got kicked out. So anyway, this was back when they had their big split. But anyway, so next week will be Brave Little Toaster. But if you have suggestions of what else you want us to watch, please email us at plusplatoon@gmail.com. We've got some gaps coming up and we need some ideas. Not much coming out, especially July, August, especially with Vision Quest being bumped to October. There's not much that's going to be coming out. So please send us suggestions to plusplatoon@gmail.com. Send us messages on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, anywhere you can reach us. We will respond. We have new episodes every Thursday on YouTube and all the major podcasting services. And this Saturday, we are going live at 7 Eastern for a Walt Disney World planning Q&A with our Parks Patrol for Kate, Steve, and Pete. Gina, our lovely producer, welcome back. So glad to have you back.
Woo-hoo!
We will see everyone next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hey.
For watching this week's episode of the Plus Platoon. Be sure to subscribe to the Plus Platoon podcast to keep getting great content each week. Then head over to Apple Podcasts and leave those 5-star reviews as they help make the Plus Platoon visible to even more Disney Plus fans. Also, go to YouTube and like and subscribe to the Plus Platoon channel, where you can watch all future episodes live. If you have a question for the Plus Platoon, please send us an email to plusplatoon@gmail.com or connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Plus Platoon.
The Plus Platoon is a Disney Plus fan podcast and is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or the Disney Plus streaming service. All opinions expressed on the show are solely those of the individual hosts and in no way reflect the views of the Walt Disney Company.
Thanks for watching, and be sure to stay tuned for next week's episode, because the Plus Platoon is to be continued.